We're going to call the meeting to order at 7:06. And we do not have printed September 9th minutes in front of us. So if we can just have a motion to move these to next month.
I'll make. Did you make the motion? Rhea will make a motion.
I second the motion.
Paula.
Paula will second the motion.
So that's Rhea made the motion, Paula second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So let's move on to the approval of our November 4th minutes, regular meeting minutes.
Could I just ask two questions? This is Leslie, sorry. Under D, the carrying beam replacement, now there's an 8x8 beam and 2x8 joists. And then it just says reported. So, I mean, that was reported like maybe by John or
I think we
somehow.
Have to make, I think we have to make a motion, right?
What,
and
no.
then discuss it later. Is that for the meet? That's for this November meeting?
Well, it,
no, they're approved and then the corrections are added.
It's okay to ask a question.
I don't know what I meant to say.
Right.
At this point.
No, that's fine. I mean, yeah. It just ends like that. I just thought we should just change it.
Okay,
and
sure.
One last thing, under E, manure pit, the same thing, highest, John's putting out requests for quotes, highest goes to Capital Commission to discuss at future meetings. I don't, highest bids, I don't know, because the highest bid isn't.
It's not always the one they accept.
I don't know, but that
lowest is normally the one they accept.
Right. Yeah. So I guess we would just want to change that. Whoever
to bids or to
well to whoever you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
yeah.
The contract
lowest bid,
but yeah,
it's
but
nothing.
I'm pretty sure.
I think what we were saying was, I was going to get quotes. The highest quote is what we were going to bring to Kappa for funding.
Okay.
Okay.
But that's what that was supposed to say, but it's a moot point now.
Well, we need to fix the minutes.
Yep.
So let's say highest quote goes to Capital Improvements Commission to set future funding.
Yeah.
So it's the highest quote instead of the lowest bid?
Correct.
Okay.
Highest quote goes to Capital Improvements to set future funding. And then back on D, there's an 8x8 carrying beam. Two, and how many joists did they use?
I can't remember how many joists. Is it four?
I think so.
Now this is
four.
8x8 this way? Or 8x8 this way?
This way.
Okay, that's sizable.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good.
And then that's not all he did, though. He also replaced two window frames and
repointed the brick on the pillars.
Okay, so he replaced two window frames, cellar window frames, right?
Yeah.
And repointed
brick support columns.
Has anybody gone to see it?
Mm-hmm.
Not inside, but John has.
And Rich, the building inspector, has also.
Are there any other comments or corrections on the November minutes?
Just in statement.
So I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I second.
So that was Rhea again, motion to approve, and Paula was second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody have to abstain? Passes unanimously.
Okay. I'm assuming I can be doing this, right? Even though I'm an alternate.
We have a full board. We don't have anybody missing. So, yes, fine. There are no residents present. Well, residents present other than Kevin, but he's part of our members. So, correspondence. Nothing that we won't talk about under until we get to winter fair. Does anybody have anything? Okay. Unfinished business. John, farm maintenance report.
Pretty much we've been working on clearing the fields. Try to get out there at least one day a week to mow and trim.
Not now, though. Yeah?
Try to get out there one day a week.
Yeah, following the WIP grant procedures.
Yeah. Ground's frozen, so it's easier to get the tractors out there.
Yeah, and you can see the rocks.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going to report, you're not going to report, I'm going to say that all of the wood is gone from behind the barn.
Yep.
That whole patio area looks
Where
great.
Where did it
Thank
go?
Thank you so much.
Down by our shop, so once we cut it, we'll have to haul it all back. But once we cut it into benches and that stuff, we'll have to bring it back.
Oh, okay.
We had to get it out of there.
I want to share this because... when it snows lately, yeah. I've been trying to get out there to take photos, and just a little snow, a lot of snow, bright blue skies the day after gray skies. And I walked around the back and I stood up on the picnic table to take it, to see if that was a better vantage. And so I'm walking back and I walked to the patio and there's no wood. And I'm like, what? Is Leslie talking about there's all this wood there? And I'm like, I don't know what she's talking about. That's why.
Did you take pictures anyway?
No, but anyways, it looks really nice.
It looks really nice, Doug. At a later date.
So when?
Thank you.
No snow. Does that mean the woodworking will start?
Once we're done clearing the fields, then we'll
Okay.
Into there.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still down a couple of people. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to still be an opening, and Brianna's mother passed away, so she's been out more than her.
Tara, we should send her a card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. Told you.
Brianna,
the one that works the recycling center.
She's the one that helps a lot. She's one of
her mom's
staff person.
Yeah.
Oh. She's helped at the reenactments. She's there.
I know who she is.
She opens up.
Yeah.
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 She's very nice.
Yeah, they're from New Britain.
Oh.
I thought she said she was from Coventry. Does she live in Coventry?
She lived in Coventry.
Gotcha.
But her family's from New Britain area.
What's her last name?
Martin.
Would did you want to do something or what
Just
do you
send
mean?
Send her a card.
I can make
I
one.
I have some sympathy cards.
We'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll just.
I wouldn't mind doing it. She's really sweet. And...
She is very sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll work out the details. We'll get her address from John and figure out who's going to get the card. Okay, Heritage Farm account report.
It's Kara. And as of last Friday, the Heritage Farm Fund has a total of $10,375.98. $375.98.
Okay.
Heritage Farm Fund?
That's the town.
You guys go up like $4,000.
And
that's
then,
really great.
Well, I mean,
rental money.
Is that right that it's gone up that much?
We
or am I thinking a different account?
We put.
You're thinking of the bank account.
We
got it. That's only like, or maybe the Rosie.
The M&T. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was just like, wow.
I think. Well, there has been a lot of deposits.
We deposited.
Though. There's. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know more than I do. I just know what she tells me.
We deposited $695 worth of checks from between the tree and the winter fair.
Yeah.
So, and so that goes right into the town. So that's
$10,000.
Pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, what is it? 10,000 again? Sorry, 10,375.98.
And then the Rosie Fund as of December 20th was $6,861.37, which is a whopping 11 cents in interest.
That's amazing.
And so also, that's what you were
thinking. That is amazing and also deserves special notice.
I agree. And that is getting
Rosie Fund here.
That is getting an additional $6,500 to be deposited from the winter fair.
Okay.
So that'll make it.
What did we make on the St. Maurice Fair? Do we have a total for that?
It was so long ago, I don't remember. It was like 11.
Thought it was like, yeah.
We were talking on the way up.
But I thought we had quite a few expenses. So
we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that's not including the expenses.
Right.
So that's
so
gross.
We put 195. Yeah. Yeah. We put 195 in the town fund. We paid back the petty cash and are putting 500 in the Rosie Fund.
From okay. We only made 500?
No, we paid back.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. Yeah.
That 500 is our the money that we won.
This is the winter fair
in first place.
Oh, no, the tree.
No, yes. The tree was a check, went into the town.
Oh, okay.
That's the money from the fair. That's how busy I've been.
Oh, yeah. Just so you're aware, that's not what she said when you handed her the money. So
oh,
that's
sorry.
Why she's, yeah.
That's the winter fair money. That
winter
goes into Rosie.
Money. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I wrote it down.
My bad.
Winter fair goes to Rosie.
Winter Fair's Rosie. Wow. Festival of Trees already is in the town account.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got a lot of money here, guys.
Is we need what are we on 4B?
We are on
4B.
Yeah. So we pretty much just had the Winter Fair report in Kara's Heritage Farm account. So we, as you know, we won the Festival of Trees. We got a $500 check.
Question.
Yay for us.
This is Kevin Drake. We were talking about the fact that we had a lot of expenses, and I know when we were doing the decorating, we were talking about that we were running out of stuff. Is it a good time being the week after the holidays to go replenish?
Always.
And take some, well, no, but can money
yes.
come out of that to go?
Yes, the petty cash.
Replenish it.
It's pretty late, isn't it? Yeah, I was going to say, it's pretty
I don't,
late.
Sometimes you can find stuff, but
Valentine's Day stuff up now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, is there a need for, if anybody's bored then, to take a drive to Michael's? I don't know if I'm lame or something, but I do that when I'm bored. Do we need stuff?
Yes, if you find something appropriate and yeah. it's 70% off,
yes.
pick it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe that's what I was trying to initiate was a conversation about that. Is it, well, if but even if now, if you're just bored and you're like, oh, I'm going to pop into Joanne's to see the Valentine's Day stuff. My mother and I do that. She loves looking at that stuff. And then you see a bin of Christmas stuff. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
And it, like she said, pick up stuff so that next November we're not like, crud.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. No, that's perfect.
That's
and
good
then
idea.
See me and we'll reimburse you. So that's fine. Okay. There's a typo here, which Casey already caught. We go right from B to D. It should be C. We need to just change our letters. So update on our grant for our climate controlled case.
Right. So Christine Pitt, a lot of the grant has been written. Christine Pitsley reviewed some of it and made some suggestions. Sarah Sportman there's a section that I think she can help us with. And And now after the holidays, I'm getting back to it. I still have a goal of February 1st. So that necessitates still getting some more information, a budget. I'm still, there'll be another Board of Ed meeting on Thursday. So I did ask if they could construct a display case for us in the shop class. We'll see. And so those are the outstanding things, basically. The Sarah Sportman portion on the artifacts, the display case, and the budget. So that shouldn't
budget take
that
for long. The case.
For the case and also for any other things that we want to have a display, you know, we're going to have like a storyboard, we're going to have more things, and we're going to have an event to unveil the case, and we're going to have things like that. So it's going to be more because the grant is $5,000 and it's matching as well. So I don't know how much, I don't know if we're going to have a $10,000 request, honestly. So the maximum amount we could get would be $5,000 if we matched five.
So
whatever we ask for, we have to match.
Oh, we do. I didn't understand. I didn't know that it was a matching grant.
It's a matching grant.
Okay. Well, we have.
You have a vague.
I don't think it's going to cost
dark
that much.
Reach of.
Yeah.
In the dark reach.
I don't think the case 3x2x1. Right,
it's very big.
Is that very big, and a lock?
What makes a case climate controlled? Whereas
it doesn't have to be climate controlled because the library is climate controlled. Well, it needs to be locked.
But it says climate control. Kidding.
So a display case.
I think that's. I was thinking this was going to be like, a two grand case and.
Yeah,
like I'm trying to imagine, like really fine art.
I even went online to look at cases, and they're not that unless you've got like museum quality, and they're just large.
This is more about preservation.
Yeah,
Sarah had a fairly good idea of what our projected costs would be.
Yeah, I mean
terms of a case, and in terms of
what would that be?
Yeah,
we're waiting. To hear
that. So I know I've asked like four questions after the main question. The main question is if you needed the money from me today, what is your rough eyeball thought of what it's going to be? $2,000, $3,000?
The case or the total?
The whole thing, because we're talking about matching.
Yeah, I would say 3,000, 4,000.
So that's what we've got to raise.
No, we'd have to raise half of that.
Two. Yeah. It's a matching.
Oh, grant. I'm sorry. Duh. Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant our portion was 3,000.
No. Yeah. We could get, you know.
I just want to interject. At some point, I saw we were going to. I'm sorry. This is Leslie. We were going to ask Dean.
We did.
And what happened with that?
That was the first person I asked. I called Leah, and she said they just aren't set up to do little things like that anymore. They're only doing
projects. What I'm concerned about is when you have a small piece, which this is small, the craftsmanship is key. I mean, I just don't see kids in a high school
Can you find a person that would do that?
Well, I didn't know that John was, you know, out of the question in terms of making it. I was going under the assumption that we had a cabinet maker in town and that he was going to be making it. And I just feel like, you know, for as much as it's small, that's when the craftsmanship counts the most, especially if it's going to have a lock. Yeah. You know, that's not a simple.
So there are two people that I know. One is Country Carpenters. I was going to ask you if you or John is doing
not
small
John.
Furniture.
Not John.
Not John.
Paul. Paul or Steve.
Paul might do it.
No, Paul can't do it. He's right straight out.
Now, of our friends.
And then I have a third.
Sorry.
I have another person who does
fine furniture building.
I would think Roger might would have somebody, especially this time of year.
Right. So we do have some people we need to, that we can contact.
Well, when this has come up with Sarah, that's where my next thought was going, was of our friends that are advocating and helping us write these grants, do they have any other, you always want to assume that they've had experiences like this before with other towns or groups that want to preserve artifacts. Do they know of anybody locally?
I've spoken with her a few times and she's never been able to give me any of that kind of information.
So it might just be,
At one point we had located a case, pre-made, all set to go. It's no longer available.
Got it. I guess you would just think that Sarah would be like, oh yeah, and this is the person, you know what I mean? Like if you're talking to someone about it, they'd be like, oh, this is the person you want to go to. Like your friend, your acquaintance you just mentioned that builds fine furniture. So I just didn't know if she had suggested that. Because your point is correct. Like, you're going to give someone, you don't want to give the high school $2,000 to $4,000 to...
And have glue joints.
Yeah.
It might not be, you just have to think about what you're actually using it for and that it's not maybe a good project for...
It's a piece of furniture.
It's a piece of furniture.
Oh, and not just a box. Does Hebron have any display cases?
Who's Hebron?
Oh, Hebron Historical Society. Anything
about that? I don't know.
Or the, what's the one that's, I just talked about this last month, the Coventry one, the big one that has the market, the Nathan Hale, or the one down the street from it. I can ask at the society. I doubt it, but.
We'll find somebody. Okay. Yeah. Well, first thing they're going to ask is what our budget is, so.
Right.
And we're just going to have to ask them, what's it going to cost?
The budget all depends on what the pieces cost. And our consultants aren't going to charge us anything. The people who are going to, Sarah and Christine aren't charging. So, that would be a big part of our budget if we had to pay for it.
Yeah.
But what we do need is to be able to have there's a lot of one of the components is that we're hooking it up with the LOSIT, with the connectivity trail, path that goes from the library, the library area. So it's a perfect connection between the exhibit
where the display case will be, will be located on the
further. Adjacent to
the two don't have anything to do with each other. Other than they enhance each other.
Correct.
Right, but it's going to connect, isn't it?
Right.
From the path that's by the town hall that goes right by the library.
Yes, but we cannot.
The topics aren't connected.
The case will be adjacent to the trail, but the two, other than enhancing each other, don't have anything to do with each other in terms of grant money.
I thought you said the case was going to be in the library.
It is.
But it's like if you have any sort of event or like our living history events, for example, people can visit the artifacts and then walk.
Right. You're saying the same thing there. That it enhances their experience.
Correct.
From the market perspective.
It's a plus yeah. for writing the grant.
So then we'll have the meeting. Maybe we'll have PR money. I'm trying to figure. Money can go for that.
Both Rhea and I have. Finally can breathe. And so over the next week, we'll fine tune some of these things.
That's really neat.
And then get back to you.
Yeah.
So
have you thought of trying to find an already made piece of furniture?
Yes.
Okay. And not gotten anywhere.
We found one, but when we went back, it was no longer available.
Yeah, it was like an apothecary case.
It was nice.
It was really nice, but it was a old, it was a vintage piece and it was gone.
Anyway. Okay, nice, so actually. We will work out a lot of the details. If we have any other questions about the grant that we think we need your input on, I'll email everybody. Otherwise, Rhea and I will try and get most of it done. Yeah. That's okay with everyone.
Yeah.
Manure pit, John?
The town suddenly had ARPA money that they needed to use, the now, quote for the demolition.
Can you do the acronym first, please?
No. A?
No, just the letters.
A, ARPA, A-R-P-A. Okay. Now that's COVID money, basically.
Okay.
That the state, that the federal government gave to the town. They originally were thinking that the amount, all of it was going to be going towards the demolition of the partial demolition of Natural Municipal Center, but the bids came in well under. So they had money
if you need to
use on other capital projects, and one of them is going to be the manure pit. We got the three quotes from the same three people, updated quotes, and Andrew and Saldi Company will be the one doing it this spring.
Oh, that's okay. When you leveled out?
Yeah.
Okay, ARPA stands for American Rescue Plan Act. And the bid that was accepted by the town was from Ansaldi and Company.
Thank you.
Did you forward his new bid to me?
I don't know if not. I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay. And what did it come in at?
17,800.
So
17,800.
So what this is amazing. It We've is. Been talking about this
for a long time,
for months.
And here it is.
And it will and it is coming in 3 months. It will be flattened out and no longer dangerous, and no longer endangering, you know, people blindly falling in. And then you go ahead.
We can talk about maybe putting a concrete pad there and move on.
That's great. And that's kind of what we thought it, because I thought the bid was for like 18, 20, so 17, 8. And then
I think the lowest was before was
13.
Yeah, from Bogner's. His went up to 20.
Wow. Well, they were all bidding the same amount of stuff.
And at the time, Bogner had a lot of material on site at his property. Oh, now sense. He doesn't have it, so that's why his had the blow. Landy Construction sold to Luke. His was, they're all around the same. Between 17, 20, I think Luke was the highest at 37.
Well, Ansaldi's, I think, a great choice simply because they're a concrete business, too.
Yeah. So
it'll be great.
I said that. I saw that this morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that, like, stupid low? It doesn't even probably look like what you want.
I don't think that it would be exactly what we
want. You want a little bit more substantial, I guess.
We're looking at a picture.
Sorry, everybody. This morning, I go through Facebook Marketplace constantly, and a pole barn listing came up on Facebook Marketplace. Not that I wanted to buy it, but it was $16,000, and I'm like, it's 72 feet long. I'm like, is that realistic in terms of, like...
I can't answer that because
I thought that was
it is, but
kind of neat. And you're like, don't ever bring that up again.
No, just not that far ahead in what we need yet.
Sorry,
but that's good to know that they're out there for that amount of money.
Excuse me. So I'm Bonnie. So when you have the site leveled off,
mm-hmm.
are you going to have a platform? What am I looking for?
The concrete pad?
The concrete
pad. Not
yet. Oh,
okay.
It'll
be filled with engineered fill and compacted
okay.
so that they can put
they
it
right, can put one right on top.
Which is,
right.
That's okay. the first step of it.
Yeah, because yeah. that's a lot.
And the other thing stuff. That we need to think about, which I don't know if it went in, is if we need trenching for wires, is it time to lay some some pipe before it gets compacted in there. You know, how you can just lay it and cap it.
I'll talk to them when we get closer.
Okay.
That's a good point.
It is going to need electricity. So, and now's the time.
Yeah.
So you're not redigging. And all it is running the conduit and cap it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If anybody thinks of anything else.
Plumbing.
It won't have plumbing.
No.
No, it definitely won't have electrical.
Is it going to have a drain?
Yeah, they're going to have curtain drains and stuff, right?
No.
I mean, sure, it can be pitched in the manner so that it's not going to need any kind of...
What if somebody has, they have a party there and they have water in coolers? Oh, well, no, they can just dump it on the ground. They can
dump it in the ground.
Yeah. And it can be pitched like, you know, the decking on a pool so the water gets out of
it. Yeah, it'll have it a 2%, away. So it'll drain.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what it'll have, but it'll be a minimum of a 2%. So
okay.
So that's really good news. And so the bids had to be in by December 31st, which we made.
The contracts had to be signed by December 31st.
And when does the construction start?
When it gets warmer.
And is there a completion date?
No.
Okay, and did leveling the hump in the driveway get to be part of it?
Yes.
Okay, so it's good thing. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's great.
So that's going to happen as well.
Cool.
Okay. So we have some outstanding projects under E, which I do not have any updates on. I don't know if John does.
Nope, not at the moment.
Nothing on LOTSIP?
No.
And nothing on the wayfinding signs. Do we still have a road crew foreman? Okay. And has he settled in?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I'd give him another week because finishing up budget right now.
Okay. Okay. Master garden plan revision. I think that it's time to do a walk up at the farm and decide what kind of things we can do. I keep talking to people and the majority of people don't want to see a lot of furniture. So with that being said, I think there are subtle ways to enhance our walking experience. Some of the stones that have been moved around could be leveled and capped with some of the wood so that they're a bench, but they're not a piece of furniture.
Or capped with stone.
Yeah, the wood is
furniture come from?
What? That's kind of weird.
They don't want benches and they don't want tables.
They don't want benches. Mm-mm. And who are you talking to?
I stop everybody. People that are walking.
And they say they don't want a bench to sit on?
They don't want to see that stuff.
No.
They don't like having a place to sit.
How many people have you asked that question of?
Every time I'm walking up there with a dog, I ask somebody how they feel.
Approximately, like 10, 50, 20. 20 people say they don't want to sit down at the farm.
Not that they don't want to sit. They don't want to see benches. I'm against
the whole rock thing, obviously. Yeah. I mean, you know.
They don't want to see any kind of thing, which is really, when I think about it, not a bad thing because benches and tables require more maintenance and more work for John's crew. So the idea of using the logs and the rocks, I think, are strategically placed.
Well, except for the fact that, you know, as far as the population goes, there are a lot of people who are older and would like to sit, and they want to sit with a bath. They're not capable of not sitting without a bath.
Well,
so you're leaving out a pretty good size population that would not be using it. So
I think,
and, you know, and
well, there are tables there,
and there are some benches.
Are they going to keep what's there or get rid of what's there?
No. What's there stays.
Okay,
I'm not opposed to adding.
Yeah.
There's a bench for the back on a flatter area. Once you start getting down the hill and around into the Hickory Grove,
let's just start before. Let's forget about the theoretically. Let's go on and walk and talk about it there. That is the perfect way of dealing with
exactly.
it. And, you know, I understand from John's point of view that maintenance is a problem. But if you noticed, even when we went to the fair behind the parish center, they had cobblestones down, and a picnic table obviously sits on that, which would mean that, you know, you don't have to mow it all the time if you put, you know, some kind of weed mat underneath it. You know, I'm not saying that we need a lot more picnic tables. However, I see that picnic table used all the time.
And I do think there is a really good place for one more picnic table, which is that little area.
That little grove area. So lovely.
Yeah. You know where the pond is?
Yeah.
Do you walk the farm a lot?
Not
Do you know where the Kestrel box is?
Yes, I do.
There's a little area in there that John's crew has kept mown.
Oh, and it's nice. It's lovely.
Perfect spot for a picnic table.
Yeah, and it wouldn't get over.
No.
If water came up?
No.
It's
okay.
No.
Yeah. That's it. Okay.
I mean, it's a lovely, really pretty much a new spot that John's crew has carved
and
out.
That's the other thing that has come to my mind is that's like a little area off a walk that you don't know is there until you get there. And it's really wonderful. And I'm thinking that there may be another area or two that we can just keep mowed that people can get to, because when you're there in the summer and the grass and the vegetation is up, you're pretty much on a linear path. So the other thing that would be fun to keep in mind when we do walk it, and I would like to walk it with a crew member, I think, John, just in terms of ideas and maintenance, would be. And there's the oak tree with the branch that hangs way down where the Boy Scouts have two benches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't get to that in the middle of the summer because it's all way too high. So maybe keep it, you can keep the vegetation high in the front, but go in from behind the oak tree sort of thing. There's all different things that I think we can do. And plus the Massey family wants to plant some trees and put a bench.
Okay.
So that is something that we need to work into the plan, have a place, and that's how we'll get the benches with backs.
I also think maybe we should think about on the walk is that, you know, if you're planning as a committee on doing swags and using the greenery as a fundraiser, that we should plant some of those very same trees on the property. I mean, that only makes sense to harvest our own,
Are we still evergreens. Under the WIP grant? Okay. When we had the WIP grant, part of the WIP grant was habitat improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that habitat improvement was bird population.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want any trees planted.
But they don't cover the whole farm.
They cover the whole farm. So with that being said, I do not disagree with you because it would be fabulous to have our own source.
Out of 100 acres, we don't have a spot to plant, you know, some evergreens.
We can look at it.
Yeah, I definitely think we should because
there's a spot where we could plant that wouldn't change. Don't forget, evergreens are going to get 60, 70 feet tall, and we're not going to be cutting those branches.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't want to change the whole look of the farm. But there is a spot that comes to my mind immediately, which is where we did a lot of the whip grant planting, down in that spot where the boardwalk is, that we could do that, and it wouldn't change the look of the farm.
Well, I also think, you know, that we're all pretty used to what the farm looks like. But, you know, if you go down the driveway or down the road and you look up at the farm, those,
The only real trees that are left up there are, you know, just a bunch of sort of white pines, and they're, it's not a neat and tidy look, you know.
No,
there
it's not.
No shrubbery that is attractive or
no.
or anything. It's just there.
And I think,
you know, I think,
yeah.
you know, that kind of taking a look at it with a an eye to the future is probably a good thing.
It is. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I am, it's definitely time to take a walk and start making some, putting some ideas down on paper. With that said, John, do we have a plot plan?
We must.
I don't have one.
Somewhere.
Well, I know you can probably get one downstairs, but I don't know if we need the topo map so we know where the hills and valleys
are. Let's see what I have, what I can get my hands on.
Okay. And once we have that, then we can start actually doing little overlays and what we want and where.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. New business.
Oh, I just would like to say, I appreciate the rocks being removed from that hill that were embedded in the dirt. It makes the walk up the hill so much better.
Oh, those rocks, yeah.
Oh my goodness. I took a stroller up there with one of my niece, and oh my God, it was crazy with before the rocks were removed. So it's a much nicer, easier.
Did anybody decorate the Christmas tree this year?
Nobody did this year.
Mm-hmm. And I've been going on an abbreviated one that leaves off that hill.
Okay. New business. I have one item. It is the library display case. We are booked for the month of June.
Oh.
Yeah. And we will be, what I would like to see us do, I'm not telling you what we're going to do, what I would like to see us do is take our master plan and put that in the showcase. And between now and then, become some architects and build a model that will go on the floor on the shelf, and it'll have the barn and the proposed walk, and it'll have the church and the town hall. Now I don't care if these are just milk carton little houses that are painted to look like a church and a town hall, but something that people can see,
like a panorama,
is it's a site plan.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a 3D, where it means them understanding a concept versus looking at lines on the paper. Some people can look at lines on the paper and say, oh my God, that's going to be absolutely beautiful.
I think that's a wonderful idea, concept.
It's going to be, yeah. And then we're gonna build it. And
we are, huh?
If we can make wreaths, we can make little buildings. Doesn't have to be to scale. Doesn't have to be, you know, perfection. It doesn't have to come out of Roger's office. My God, when Roger Sr. was alive, the models he built were fabulous. I'm not looking for that. But I am looking for something that people can actually see.
I think that's what we should try to get.
Get where?
The school. I don't know how much it would cost.
Oh, I'm not going to pay for that. That's thousands of dollars. Oh, yeah. We can have fun with it. We can make wreaths. We can make little buildings. And my dogs won't eat them. Anyway,
okay.
And I talked to Liz, and I would love to have a presentation at the library where we talk about what our goals are, what the town's goals are, talk about the LOTSIP connectivity trail, have a little question and answer, and then actually have people walk from the library to the farm.
When is that? going to happen, that connectivity. No,
the LOTSIP?
Yeah.
I don't have any answers.
What's going on?
I don't have any answers, Paul. I did email Gwen and Jim to get some input on what things the town would like to see presented, not presented, what the trail people would like to see presented and not presented. Last I knew, our town engineer had a final plan for this LOTSIP path. I haven't seen it. I don't know. So, but these are all things that we will find out.
Yeah.
And there will be a little something in the bottom of the display case that explains what the pictures and the two-dimensional drawings are.
So just so I understand, so this is, you want the model scale to show the pathway?
Yes. So if you're looking at the display case, if you want to orient it from, you know, the same thing, you can have these little buildings for the town hall and the church. They're easy to make a church because it's going to have a steeple.
Right.
We don't have to get into the stone walls unless we're feeling really creative.
Oh, that's the fun part.
Well, okay, take it in.
Building the stone walls.
And then, that can be if you're looking at it on the right-hand side, you have the path, you have the farm, you have the barn, mm-hmm. and it just will explain the two-dimensional drawings that are in the back. And then we'll have our presentation.
You know, all of that depends on whether or not you get a copy of that. You know, that pathway, like they have been promising that.
Your mind
for
is going like
a like year. I say, they easy. Have.
In a
they
good
have,
way, I hope.
According to Joe Dillon, we have the final plan.
Who's we?
Yeah, the town. According, because there was a deadline.
It has been. We could go back in our minutes. And that LOTSIP plan, I mean, we're going on a year, easy.
Do you want to know how many years we're going on wayfinding signs?
Right.
Yeah, that's another thing.
I know, but that's not out of the town hands. But I mean, once the engineer...
It is not out of the town's hands. It's all in the town's hands. Every bit of it is in the town's hands.
I thought the state...
Well, the state, we need DOT's permission for certain signs, but there's no reason we can't put up our signs in the town.
Okay.
It's just been COVID and change in management.
Other towns too at some point.
And at one point, the selectman's office that was in office when we first started wanted other towns involved. And then that office has changed. Is this just a history of just one thing after another?
Well,
now we have a new road foreman.
Right.
And
all
he needs another week.
If you don't have that plan, you'll never get a,
do what?
A map drawn. I mean, if you don't have the plan to come up with a 3D scale drawing.
Oh, I'm going to see what they have because that's what we're presenting. Yeah. So I'm hopefully going to meet with Jim and Gwen on Monday and we will start to get these things, hopefully.
Okay.
Because come June, if we're having a presentation.
I won't be holding my breath, I'm telling you, because it has been such a long time. I mean, I just think if you don't have it, you'll never be able to get a whole plan like that done.
We have the drawing that's on the master plan. There is a drawing and it is not going to follow that. So.
Which is unfortunate. It looks so pretty.
It's called fantasy fun.
Not that it won't be pretty yet. Welcome to the, that's what we can do if they don't hand it over. We can.
It's my understanding that it is there. Just, you know.
Welcome to the fantasy fun.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I'm just blown away. Because I can't even conceptualize a drawing.
It'll be fun. We'll have a good time. So that's the one of the June project, and it will be our big our public event for the year. The people on the farm in June.
I have a question.
Your
when
name,
you do
this
all
is
these,
Anne.
Pardon?
Your name is?
Oh, my name is Anne. Not Annie. Anne.
With an E.
No E. When you we do all these buildings, they have to be in relation to one another size wise.
Yes,
I mean, we can't have a big building here and a small building over there.
So it has to be a scale.
Should we buy some?
It doesn't scale.
Well, that's what.
Well, and if we use something like milk cartons, you use the smallest milk carton for the smallest building. The next size, you can always add to these.
You can get gingerbread kits on sale right now.
you never made houses out of milk cartons with your kids when you were little. It's the easiest thing in the world.
We always
make a little building.
Sticks, wood,
paper mache,
Legos.
Legos, yeah. No, there we go.
Please don't do
Legos. Legos has everything.
Please don't do Legos.
Anyway, Legos are crazy nowadays.
But we have to, we're going to have to think about what we want for material. We can use popsicle sticks.
What I suggested.
And why not?
That's probably the best thing because they're easy to
paint.
Work with.
I mean, occasionally, though, to cut
something.
But
and glue.
Yep.
Okay, I just want to make sure everybody's kind of on the same page.
I don't think anybody's on any page.
I don't think.
I think it's maybe just if everybody's in agreement that it's a neat idea.
It's a neat idea,
and that we start thinking of things.
Yeah.
Popsicle
right.
sticks
yeah.
or whatnot. But is everybody comfortable with this? Is a project we're going to have to work on in the next. Okay, well, screw January, February, March, April, and May. So in 4 months, you would have to have this, and realistically, before that. So the next 90 days.
Well, you know, this
and not bite off when you can chew. So you don't want it looking like crap, sorry.
This is Paula. If you remember several years ago, folk art, people were buying a lot of like wooden houses and things like that. It was Well, I used to make those and paint them and sell them, give them away.
Houses or boxes?
Well, they're out of wood.
Out of 2x4s.
Either 2x4s or regular wood. And I have some at home that can just be painted over.
Wonderful.
I'm sitting here. You know why? Because I'm trying to get rid of stuff at home. Yeah, that's what
That's
what I have.
Let's see.
So
it's been the last one.
These kinds of
things. Getting rid of what you accumulated.
Country craft wood houses.
Cute.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So we can use those.
I used to do these for Ruthie Lorenzo.
Oh, so good about this now.
Yes.
Can
I say two, please?
No.
All right, if it's all right with everybody else, we don't need to keep Casey on here, but we can continue the conversation of possible materials.
Doesn't that make you feel better?
If we can have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn. It's Kara.
This is Paula.
Kara.
This is perfect.
And Paula.
This is perfect.
Yeah. Okay, everybody in favor?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
we adjourn at 7:59.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Bye. It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet all of you.